Yeah, we are back with our second hour. It's the top. You're listening to The Sideline on KLAY 1180 AM. Your same two hosts. I'm Tony. Right over there, I'm looking at him.
His, a beat?
Yep. And before we get into this first segment where we talk about like the Cobras and whatnot.
Right.
I want to do something. Although it's a little bit past the hour of 4 o'clock. We're going to call it the 4 o'clock shout.
Hey, can I say something real quick, too, after you do your shout?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Do your 4 o'clock shout.
Got the 4 o'clock shout, which is just about the two hosts here giving the shout-outs to listeners and fans and people who have something to say or whatever. So we gave a shout to our Canadian listeners.
Correct.
And unfortunately, we gave a shout to the wrong city. We said Montreal. Our listeners are in Toronto.
So. Oh.
Big bad. I'm correcting it right now for the whole world to know. Our listeners are in Toronto.
We probably have listeners in Montreal, too. We just said the wrong city.
Yeah. But so
we're worldwide.
The correct shouts. There is a birthday shout to some people down to a person specific down in the great state, West Virginia.
There we go.
Sally, happy birthday. And I believe that's all I have for shouts.
I think you should send one to someone at Frelly's, too.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, the kitchen and wait staff down at Ferrelli's.
Yeah,
thanks for tuning in today.
Sassy Stacy there.
Mm-hmm.
Tony's favorite person from Denny's late night.
Hey, but Denny's open late.
Real quick, I wanted to say if you have, well, let's just say like this. You know, we've partnered up with, I know you know Signs Now,
mm-hmm.
and they've been serving Washington since 1986, three convenient locations, providing professional services for all your visual graphic needs. They specialize in banners, sign displays, vehicle graphics, screen printing, large format, full color graphics, much more. You can see them online at signsnowwa.com. Give them a call over there at Tacoma, right off of 38th Street, 253-474-9812. There you go. We just did a live promo. What do you think of that?
I like that.
Signs Now. They are good people. Quick turnaround. Done business with them for a long, long time. Love Signs Now.
Love that. A good good shout to the Signs Now people. And that was our 4 o'clock shout, folks. So let's go ahead. This is our second hour. We're going to talk Tacoma Cobras football. Pete, you were there last week. I unfortunately was unable to make the game due to a situation that was binding that I could not get out of. So
that was a good old fashioned whooping.
Yeah.
That was hands down.
So was it much like the 83-7 beatdown of the guys who I really don't even want to say their name?
You know, the score was a little bit closer. It was 60-0.
Uh-huh.
They didn't win, you know, 83-7. They only won 60-0. But the beating they put on this team was incredible.
And how could they only stop at a shutout?
It was, if they could have taken this team negative, they would have. I mean, I bet their total yards for the game was pretty close to zero. For every one they went back two. I mean, it was an old-fashioned beatdown that the Cobras put on the Invaders. In fact, It was such a beatdown that Snohomish County canceled their last preseason game. They forfeited.
Yikes.
There is no preseason game.
Now, let's tell these people a little bit of insider information that we have that makes this game even worse. Now, what do we know about the Invaders, this unit that was played, that the people don't know?
Basically, what the Invaders were was an all-star team.
They were an all-star team.
Of several teams put together, whose mission was to beat the Cobras.
You know that old saying, when you can't beat them, join them, and then when you get enough of them, then go beat the one that you're trying to beat? This is what happened. Several teams got tired of getting beat up on their own, so they joined in together with this Invader squad to take down your Tacoma Cobras football teams, who happened to be the 2009 PDFL champions. And what happened?
It was atrocious. It was absolutely atrocious. From beginning to end, it was another situation where this is a league where they play professional NFL rules, they went to the mercy rule and gave them a running clock because it was so bad. It was horrible.
That's well, 2 weeks in a row now.
It was horrible if you were an Invader. Let me say that. It wasn't horrible if you're a Cobra fan. It wasn't horrible if you're a Cobra. It was wow.
There was a lot of action that I hear in this game.
It was huge. I mean, long runs, long plays, the kicking game. We didn't have Boomfoot, but the kicker that stepped in did just as strong a job. There was no facet
Boomfoot,
of the game.
What a nickname. Gotta love that. Gotta call him that when we do the play-by-play and announcements for the next game.
I'll do that because I just thought of that just now while we were sitting right
like
here.
That. He's going to like that.
Boomfoot Panchenko. Boomfoot. Yeah, dude, Thunderfoot. Yeah, it's so the next game that we'll be doing at Curtis High School is the 12th. Or no, the 19th. The 12th are in Portland. So the 12th, they have the Bellingham Blitz. And I guess from what they're saying, that's going to be their test. Right off the bat, their first home regular season game is against the Bellingham Blitz, and that's supposed to be the
big
under,
team. It's under my understanding now that Bellingham Blitz is the team that they faced and defeated three times last year, but it's that same team that gave them their biggest, toughest challenges and struggles last year.
Right.
And also with that, they faced that team for the championship.
Yeah, and it was a close game. It was like 36-31. It was something real close like that. So it was definitely the biggest test that the Cobras had. And looking forward to that game. So,
I can't wait.
You know, last night, of course, Tony and myself, we just did the voiceover for the Tacoma Cobras TV commercial. It's going to be on Click Cable. So we're getting out there with the Cobras. In fact, you see what I'm wearing right now?
You're wearing your Tacoma Cobras T-shirt.
Hey, we're set.
I like that. The man looks sharp. If you would take the time to look into the video, go run over there. We are filming this session. We have actually started filming our last three programs, and they're being broadcast. I have them posted up on my MySpace page. So if you want to see, you know, what happens, how we do this show, you get to hear all the behind-the-scenes goody-goody goodness stuff that you don't hear on the airwaves. So it's pretty good, you know.
And our website, too. You put the podcasts up on our website?
Yes, I do.
And that's at onthesl.com.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll have some Cobras here. I think Theo said they're going to have some coaches or perhaps themselves stop by, but they're probably busy getting ready for the regular season debut against the Portland Thunderbolts down. I think that one's at PGE Park, which would be a good game down there in Portland. That's the big stadium.
Now, what you don't know, folks, what we're going to let you know, because we're always good at sharing information, because that's what we do, because we care about you. So you can watch any of these games on Ustream. And we do the broadcast not only live at the game, we do it live on Ustream for you guys. And there's a great possibility that we may be traveling with this team on the road this year. So, you know, if you can't be down there in Portland and you can't be here in Tacoma at Curtis High School when they play the games there at the stadium, then you can be with us in spirit and have us on, hear the game, see parts of the game, and see us in action live.
There you go.
And see how we do what we do here.
And we do what we do, believe that.
Definitely, and we do it well. And it's very entertaining. You get to see us on Ustream at ustreamtv.com.
It's so entertaining that they had to have a security note on the press box after what we did to the Bengals fans.
Well, you know, that's when you know you're starting to make it a little bit.
Exactly.
When you have to have security, you know, maybe you haven't made it big time, but you've arrived a little bit on the scene. So, you know, I ain't mad at you.
At all. So, you know, we're looking for that championship ring ourselves.
Yeah. Because many of the fans, all of the Tacoma Cobra fans, love the broadcast.
Yep.
They love the game.
Yep.
They have fun. It's entertaining. It's a lot more of a better atmosphere. You know, it's probably not as loud and as much of a ruckus as it is over at Quest Stadium.
We need to get it there.
But I tell you this. It's a different feel because it's more of a community thing, because it's more personal.
You know, T, and the game that you had the prior engagement for this last week against the Invaders, now that they have the Lady Cobras out there, they got the six cheerleaders. They still can't do the slingshot very well, but they'll work on that. They had the scoreboard up and working, and it was definitely a bigger football environment. It was a lot more fun. And from what I'm understanding, the things they're talking about for the regular season game, which is the 19th, definitely want to get out there and see that. Against
Bellingham. Do you think if there's any young ladies out there who have slingshot experience might want to try out for the Cobras, they should go on to the TacomaCobras.com?
Yeah, I think the Cobras would talk to you.
Leave a message.
The Cobras would definitely talk to you. If you got skills, talk to them.
Yeah, because they definitely need someone who can work that slingshot. So, also, what we're going to be getting into is a few different things here on this second hour. We are going to talk more about the NHL, since we didn't get to do that in the top hour.
And then also, if we have a moment, because I don't know how the schedule's looking, if we could just take 3 minutes and talk about a couple news items for the Rainiers, because we missed that second segment, too.
Yes, we're definitely going to talk about the Rainiers, because they are our local home baseball team.
We love the Rainiers. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to get into a little bit of, I've got some football things I want to ask you about and stuff like that. So it's going to be a fun second hour and everything. So let's talk NHL before the break.
There we go.
All right.
2-1, Chicago leads the series. They barely lost that third game. In fact, it went to overtime. A goal was reversed. Easily could have been Chicago. I think that series is over. Up 2-1 against Philly. I don't see how Philly could do it. You know, they had the monster comeback, obviously, against Boston, but I guess we'll see.
I'm scratching my head about this whole playoff series. It's the championship finals, and it's Philly and Chicago. They're not supposed to belong there. Anyway, we're headed out into the break. The phone number here, if you want to call in, if you have a question or anything, is 253-584-1480. King County, toll free, 253-804-5765. See you back after the break.
Hey, it's Pete from the sideline. You know I have no problem giving my opinion, so here's another opinion just for you. The sideline can make your next wedding, school dance, or any event more memorable. Call us up for info on our mobile DJ service and see what we can do for you. 253-292-7233. That's 253-292-7233. Or check us out online at www.onthesl.com. Bring the sideline to you.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Man, not a whole lot. Trying to put together this stuff my girl bought, but I don't have the time or the patience.
Why don't you just call Northwest Services?
Who?
Northwest Services, the professional assembly guys, commercial or residential. They come out and assemble everything, whether it's lawn and garden equipment like mowers, carts, wheelbarrows, patio, home, or office furniture.
What's their number?
503-266-5833.
Man, thanks a lot. I'm going to call them right now.
This week's episode, Fire at the Shed.
Gee, Johnny, this rope swing sure is swell. Don't I know it. Hey, it's Sassy. I think she's trying to tell us something. Mr. Gunderson? What about Mr. Gunderson? A fire? Mr. Gunderson's trapped? Where, Sassy? Where? What, Sassy? Now that you've got our attention, you'd like to take a moment to talk about shelter pets? Shelter pets in general are well-adjusted, healthy, and love being with people? Jesse, we don't have time! Pets often end up in shelters due to owner problems like divorce or allergies? That's great, Sassy, but what about the fire? There is no fire! You're just messing with our heads? Sassy!
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Once again, we are back. We are live.
Yay, yay.
It's the sideline. KLAY 1180 AM. Those phone numbers to call in, 253-584-1480. Toll free, King County, 253-804-5765. You know what?
Can I do the people a service?
What you gonna do?
If you're listening in Spanish,
mm-hmm.
584-1480.
Thank you.
Give them the number
that
in Spanish.
That was lovely. Only here where you have the dual broadcast here in English And in Spanish.
I can do it in German, too, but that'd take up too much time.
Yeah, okay. So, folks, I want to tell you about a team here in the city. They're called the Tacoma Tide. They are a basketball team. They are your basketball team. Their record right now, currently, it's not very impressive.
A little rough.
It's a little rough. I believe they're 3-13.
Yes.
Okay.
They did win last night.
But you know what?
They beat Oregon last night.
That's good. I know what this team needs.
What?
I'm going to tell you. See, back in junior high, they started calling me this little nickname against in my homeroom class. It was Dr. Feelgood. And I have the perfect prescription for what these people need. You know what they need?
Ding, ding, ding. Dr. Tony, paging Dr. Tony.
Yes. What they need is you.
Me?
Not you as in Pete. They need you as in our listeners.
Oh, see, that's a lot of pressure to put on my shoulders.
They need fan support.
Absolutely.
And I say that because I've lived in this area for over 20-some years. I've gone to school with a lot of you. I've worked along with and beside and even for some of you out there.
And he knows where you live, so you better go.
There's always that, too. All those fails, I guess we just resort to that. But I know you, and we have a lot of sports enthusiasts here. And I know if these same fanatics and sports enthusiasts were to go and cheer on and support their Tacoma Tide team, it would be enough to turn this season around. And I say that because I was a season ticket holder for the Seahawks a few years. And back in 2005, on that great
the fun year.
NFC Championship run.
When I was in Milwaukee.
My section, we sat in the loudest corner of the end zone, of the most fearsome end zone in the entire NFL.
Open air stadium. That's
you
louder
don't believe
than any
me,
dome.
Ask Jay Feely. You can ask Jeremy Shockey. You can ask Eli Manning, anyone, Coach Coughlin, any one of those New York Giants who were there when, in that fourth quarter, they missed three kicks and they had five false start penalties in the corner of our end zone corner where our section sat. So I sat around a lot of these people, sat next to me, like the people who I went to high school with, like Doug Fuson, sat in my section. People like Trent Strokoff sat in my section. People I went to school with, people that I grew up with, all great people, all great sports fans, people like that, people like the ones that I don't know that were there cheering on. If we can get that type of environment for these Tacoma Tide basketball teams and the Tacoma Cobras, who actually, well, they're winning and kicking butt left and right. They have their fans, but hey, the more the merrier. But if we can get the fan support for the Tide, like we have for the Cobras and we have for these other teams, like we have for the Rainiers and we have for the Mariners and for the Seahawks, then they can pull that record out.
I'm telling
so that's
you,
my
folks.
Plea
yep.
From me to you guys
there's
to
only four
remedy
home games left.
This ailment, which is ailing your Tacoma Tide basketball team.
And there are only four home games left,
you.
So let's get out there.
They play at Curtis.
Four home games left. And when we go over the scoreboard, we'll talk about the upcoming game. But, yeah, that's it. Tony, you hit it right on the head, you know, especially with the Seahawks. I know I've talked to so many people that when they have the environments like that, it's like your group, I mean, you bond with the people that are out there. You guys are into mm-hmm. the you guys are into the game. I've never been a season ticket holder for the Hawks. I've been to a handful of games. But I know that the fans out there, when you get into it with the people of the year at the stadium with like that, that just absolutely makes the environment that much more incredible. And the Hawks fans are amazing.
Well, it's something I like to say. When you are into sports and you're a fan of sports, then you always have a brother, a family member, or a friend in another fellow sports fan.
Yep.
Because it's a brotherhood.
Yep.
It brings people together, if only for 60 minutes, folks. It brings people together.
Yep, absolutely right. So,
and it's a wonderful feeling.
So let's get out there for the Tide, man. That's... Right
support
up, right
your
on
local
the money.
Teams.
Right on the money.
Okay. Now that my little emotional spill is done, We're going to talk a little Tacoma Rainiers.
You had the T.O. thing going on there, man. Talk about my quarterback, man. That's my quarterback.
The basketball team, man. You don't do that. That's my team.
There you go. Yeah, the Rainiers back in town. How about that? They had a short stint in first place last night. Unfortunately, they got dumped by Sacramento. But, yeah, they are right there.
Are they dating?
Dumped? Yeah. They're
long-time relationship?
They're actually tight with Sacramento. There's a lot of back tight. And forth going with some players there. But
that's been about that.
Heck of a road trip. You know, Greg Hallman had 7 RBIs against Sacramento just the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Everidge had an 11-game hitting streak. He went 18 for 46, 381, 9 extra base hits. So the team is really starting to get out of it. Remember the first games we were going at, up in the press box, people were talking about, the team batting average is less than 200 finally, and the team wasn't hitting well. That is not the case. Even with the Mariners plucking the stars from the Rainiers to go up and try and help the big club, this team is hitting. They got 300 averages up and down the lineup, and they're really pumping it up big. Next week, of course, they have, real quick, just done a 17-game deal with Comcast. Did you know that?
No.
They're going to be doing 17 televised games.
Wow.
And the first one starts Saturday, tomorrow, against Las Vegas, 7 o'clock first pitch. Mr. Curto, the incredible radio announcer for the Tacoma Rainiers, he's been doing it for 12 years. He's doing the play-by-play, and his color commentary for the TV games is going to be like Jeff Heverlow, Bucky Jacobson, who was voted one of the most popular Rainiers ever, Doug Sisk, who was a phenomenal pitcher for the New York Mets, World Series winner. He'll be doing color commentary. Of course, he's from Renton, so they have a girl doing the sideline reporting. So June 5th, the first game against Las Vegas, and then they have 17 more. Be sure you check your listings for Comcast.
Wouldn't it be foul line reporting?
Well, you know, on the press release I have here, it's a sideline, so I was trying to think of something like dugout.
They're infringing on our territory.
Dugout reporting, so we're going to talk to Ben about that.
Yeah. You know what? You know what that means, don't you?
What's that?
How many games are they going to be on Comcast?
17 on Comcast.
17 on Comcast. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
That means 17 times. You get to see me running around the stadium acting a fool.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Look out for me, folks. I'm fast.
We're a constant. Constant presence out there.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of upcoming events. June 10th, that's Thursday. Miller Lite presents Tasty Thursday Beer Garden on the terrace level of the party deck with $2 Miller Lite and Miller Genuine Draft. $1 hot dogs, $1 sodas, $1 ice cream, $1 coffee, and Tony's favorite, $1 hot chocolate.
$1 ice cream.
Available throughout. Hopefully it'll be warm enough. We'll need it.
Now that's a low price. Wow.
A really low price. Friday night, June 11th, there are only 8 of them left. That's against Fresno. That is family fireworks night. And the last couple that we went to, those pack out. Get your tickets quick. And that's what I got for the Rainiers until the scoreboard.
Ooh. So we're going to hear a little bit more about the Rainiers on the scoreboard, folks.
Yeah.
And just to reiterate, Tasty Thursday, if you haven't caught one yet, it's the best day of the week. Okay, they put Thirsty Tuesdays or whatever that was, like, on the back burner. Tasty's Thursdays.
Yep.
Definitely where it's at. I'll be there. You know what, Pete? I like to eat. Do you like to eat?
Love it.
You like to eat? I imagine that some of our listeners might like to eat. So you know what I'm going to do?
Buy everybody a hot dog?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to. It's kind of on the lines of that, but it's a little bit better. I'm going to go on a mission to all of my favorite places to eat. So if you'd like to know a little bit, you know, about who your hosts are, this is give you a little bit of information to try to see, you know, this is the places where I eat. You can eat where I eat, maybe sit at the same tables and stuff like that and get served by the same people who serve me, where I like to eat and experience life as I do it from the hunger style. So I'm on a mission to go to all my favorite places to eat. And I am working on trying to do something for the listeners so that they can eat like I eat.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to eat.
I know.
I think a few of them. I don't know. I mean, everybody's on these, you know, South Beach diets. They're eating air cakes and stuff like that. I don't know. There's still people like me who love to eat. I like food. I like the way it tastes. It tastes great. You know, cook it, deep fry it. I don't care, flambé it. Whatever, just cook it. Make it taste good and serve it to me.
The advantage that you
without
have.
Without the veggies.
The advantage that you have that most people don't have is you look like, I mean, I've seen you put down some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you burn it off thinking. blinking.
I burn it off living. Just being alive takes a massive amount of energy for me.
Just blinking.
Yeah.
And you, I think
But it's
about,
also because I eat more than the average person.
I just think about eating.
Yeah.
And I'll gain your pounds.
Well, here's the thing. You know, a lot of people just try to eat those 2 square meals a day. It's supposed to be 3. But you're supposed to get those 3 square meals and a lot of tiny little snacks in between that day. Me, I'm constantly, every 2 to 3 hours, something's in my mouth. Food is in my mouth. Okay. Clear that up. Constantly eating, constantly on the move, constantly on the go. So my body knows, okay, the clock is ticking. He's about to break some of this stuff down. So he's going to eat again. He's a pig. We need to flesh it out of his system before he eats again. So that's why I can eat like I eat, because my body's trained to do it.
It works.
So hopefully within the next few weeks, I have a big surprise for you guys to show you how you can eat like me. We're going out. Our numbers are 584. That's 253-584-1480. Or toll free from King County, 253-804-5765. Be back in 2 minutes.
Tired of playing Guitar Hero? You want to be a Guitar Hero? Or maybe you just got some business needs like mixing, mastering, video production, project productions, press kits, voiceovers, duplications, sound or lighting. Whatever it is, from head to toe, the boys down at Pacific Studios have you covered. The address, 2328 Pack Avenue. The phone number, 253-272-2010. Ask for Mark and tell him Tony sent you.
Chuck Boland. That's the way the ball bounces on 1180 AM KLAY.
Lloyd Landis is a liar and a cheat, so of course anything he has to say is instant credibility. You'll recall Landis' surprise win in the Tour de France in 2006 when his performance was uncharacteristically akin to a superhero. 4 days later, after his urine sample exploded in the test tube, he was stripped of his win and declared a performance-enhancing doper extraordinaire. He fought that until he couldn't stand the laughter his pleas of innocence generated, and now he's come clean, so to speak. Yes, he was pumping his body full of substances for several years, but he had more to say, since everyone does it. Is the defense for everyone from tax cheats to politicians hiking the Appalachian Trail. Not overly original in his claims, Landis points the finger at Lance Armstrong, 7-time winner of the Tour, who's been accused by everyone, mostly French people, of cheating for years with nothing ever proved. But Landis's claims have gotten a lot of press, not because he's credible, but because he had something damaging about a celebrity. Do I know for sure Armstrong stayed clean throughout his career? Heck no. But I'm not going to listen to a source like Floyd Landis. This is Chuck Boland, and that's the way the ball bounces.
Yeah, there we go. This was somebody's birthday. I already gave you a birthday shout out though, so that's that. We are back and we are live. It's your sideline boys, Tony and Pete. And we just wanted to say hello. The number here to call us and join us if you got any type of comments or any type of questions, you want something answered, is 584-1480. And all you King County people of ours, 253, we got your back. It's toll free, 253-804-5765. Back with the program. Before we get into the goodies, now we've been trying to do this particular thing for like
the last
2+ weeks.
Yes,
you
have.
So I finally get to deep breathe, breathe deep, exhale, let it all go. But before we jump into that, I'm gonna say something. Check this out, Pete. People make a lot of money. Not everybody, but in this country, we have a certain group, minority group, that make a lot of money. They're called athletes. And they are the reason why we have a show today.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, they have an uncapped year in the NFL.
Right.
Okay. There's a lot of players who have contracts that are up. Okay.
Right.
And I don't think any team is going to feel the total brunt of this worse than the New York Football Jets.
Okay.
They have so many players, like almost all of their wide receivers are on one-year tenders. Big names like Mr. Drops the Ball a Lot or Can't Catch a Ball. I'm sorry. I mean, Mr. Braylon Edwards. Okay. I don't know if that's like a contract they want to renegotiate. But then they have the other guy there who's on a one-year tender, Santonio Holmes. And he's pretty good.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So along with that, they have a super stellar guy named Revis. You know, he outplayed his contract. He's in the last year. He's going to demand big money. And if they don't give it to him, he's not afraid to walk.
Yeah, he'll get it somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And they also have Nick Mangold from their front offensive line. He wants more money. Ferguson, he wants more money. Who doesn't want more money? You know, I want more money.
Yeah.
Where's my sign-on bonus? I want to renegotiate my contract. Oh, that's right. We don't have contracts. Reggie Wayne from the Indianapolis Colts.
Right.
Has not reported to any of these OTAs. They've had, we're in our third week. Well, not our third week. For the offseason, the NFL does these OTAs. And they've had three of them so far. And he has not reported.
You know
that? He says he will not report to spring training camp until he gets a new contract.
That's surprising to me because I didn't think he was the type of player that was going to do that.
Yeah. You know, I guess maybe he followed suit when Andre Johnson did it because no one thought that he would do it.
I have no idea what made him think he could do it because he's brand new into a long-term deal.
Not only that, they've already renegotiated his contract three times.
Right.
Three times. But I think they've learned from that situation to not dump in a lot of money in the beginning part of a contract.
Right.
Because he got a lot of money dumped into those first 3 years of his contract. And now he has all, he has like five or six years remaining and he wants more money. Mm. These people. Okay. Speaking about people who wanting a lot of money, Terrell Owens is still without a team. Perhaps the reason is because no one doubts his skill, although there are a few GMs out there who, instead of being a man about it and saying we're afraid to bring T.O. in for whatever reason,
right?
They take the cowardly way and saying, well, you know,
he's a distraction.
No, they don't even really say that. They say his skills are declining. He's probably like only a number three. Okay. He had one season. I won't even say a bad season. He was in Buffalo last year.
Yeah, you definitely have to look at that.
Let's take away Buffalo. He was the powerhouse offensive star of the Dallas Cowboys for the last three seasons.
Yep.
Okay. Now, he doesn't have a team because he's seeking $5 to $6 million per year. He wants a 3-year deal, $5 to $6 million per year. Okay.
You know what? That's not bad.
Now, it's not bad, but he's not going to get it.
No.
I mean, he would clearly be on a team. Now, I don't think his skills have diminished where he's a number three on your team. I think for a lot of teams out there, he could step in and be number one, point blank.
Now, let me ask you this, Tony.
But I don't think he's worth $5 or $6 million. You got to trim that, you know.
Do you think there's you know, Barry Bonds, similar situation. He thought he still had some time left to play. He wanted to play. He felt that the teams, basically, there was some collusion involved where the teams banded together and basically blackballed him out of the league. You think there's some of that going on with T.O.?
Definitely. There has to be. I mean, for all his skill level and everything that he's got, how could it not happen? So anyway, you know, I think maybe if he were to take a page out of one of my other favorite players' page playbook, which is
The Rock?
Manny Ramirez.
Okay.
No, because if he took a page from The Rock, he'd tell him to shine it up real good, turn it sideways, and stick it somewhere, and we won't even go there. But Manny wanted to demand all this awesome money, which he probably deserves.
Right.
But worst came to worst, push came to shove, he trimmed back, and he's playing ball.
Right.
So, T.O., take it from the remaining faithful you have out there. Trim the amount of money, you know, let the pride go, and go win a championship. For all that you've done, you're borderline Hall of Fame. You should be there. you know, that's speculation on whether or not you'll make it or not. But from numbers alone, you've blown out most every other receiver, minus Randy Moss and the great Jerry Rice.
Now, let me bring up something, too, because you're talking about receivers. Mm-hmm. Did you see what Ocho Cinco did?
No.
Oh, man. There was a sick kid, and you can Google the story. It's an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
He had written a letter to Ocho Cinco and basically said, hey, you're my favorite player. Didn't say nothing about him being sick. Johnson, Ocho Cinco, sent the kid a signed jersey. So the kid, and he's living at a homeless shelter with his mom. And has nothing. And he sent a letter to Ocho Cinco saying, Mr. Johnson, as we said in the letter, you make me very happy. Thank you. And so he did a little background search, found out what was going on, took this kid to one of the mini camps. And they had a big dinner up there. I can't remember who it was, but one of the ESPN analysis, they brought him up. They gave the kid an award. He sat at the table with Ocho Cinco. I mean, this was this kid's day. It wasn't a Make-A-Wish Foundation. It wasn't nothing like that. It was just him doing that because he was touched by the letter that this little kid sent him. So that's kudos to a player that normally is thought of as being a little self-centered. So you like seeing stuff like that.
Yeah. Anytime any type of athlete does anything like that, you know, it's good to acknowledge them. I will even take the time to acknowledge someone that I cannot personally stand. And you probably won't be able to stand him because he's a wrestler, but I don't like him just because of his character and who he is. It's John Cena.
Maybe you heard about him.
Some people like him. See, he's one of those guys you love him or you hate him. There is no in the middle. I can't stand him. Okay.
What about him can't you stand?
Him. Everything. But I will pat him on the back for this. He has done more for any charity and for kids than any other professional athlete in any sports organization ever. Yes. He just won an award for that, in fact. I can't remember the name of the award off the top of my head, but he has given and done more since he's been a superstar in the WWE than any other professional athlete.
And Lord knows those guys get paid. There's no joke about that.
Yeah, there's money.
They make some money.
So, let's see. We're going to talk about football. We're going to talk about the lack of respect here, you know. So, you know where the USA Today has your Seattle Seahawks ranked?
34th, behind some college teams.
You would just about think that, wouldn't you? After the amazing draft that we had and all the acquisitions and stuff over this offseason, they have us ranked 24th.
That's horrible. There's no respect for the Northwest teams at all, period.
They're saying we're only better than 8 teams. And wait till I tell you those other 8 teams. They're talking about the Rams, which is obviously true. The Bills, which is true. The Buccaneers, I think those guys are on a come up. And for them to be rated number 30, The Browns, the Raiders, they only have the Raiders just 4 teams behind us. The Lions, who won 2 games?
Yep, they're coming up.
Are just behind us, okay? The Jaguars and the Chiefs follow us. Now, these are teams that are ahead of us that I don't think should be there. The Carolina Panthers, the Washington Redskins. Now, I admit, the addition of Super 5, Donovan McNabb, it's pretty good.
That's going to help them, yeah.
Okay. They have probably the biggest distraction in the NFL is on their defense, and that would be Albert Haynesworth because he don't want to play.
At all.
He wants
the money.
Well, it's not even about the money. He says he wouldn't even have taken the money had he been told that he was going to be forced to play in a 3-4 defense versus the 4-3.
You know what? Play out. I'm so sick of that stuff. Play out your contract and get better elsewhere. The better you play on the field. I mean, what team is going to give a fat contract to someone that shows attitude problems like that? I wouldn't do it.
Well, okay. In all fairness, the promise from the owner, Dan Snyder, to lure him there was, you will be able to play in this specific setup, which will allow you to do what you want to do, which is go after the quarterback.
See,
in the position where he's going to take as a nose tackle in a 3-4 defense, he will not be able to do that because the nose tackle, his duty is to clog up space between the center and the guard to occupy space for them, to clog those guys up, to allow everybody else to go in and rush the quarterback.
Now, is this Haynesworth's first year playing football?
No.
Then he should know that someone promising him that a defense is going to be a certain way is bogus, because schemes change. I mean, you got to change with other teams in your division. You have to change based on the talent that you have. And to say, we're going to play this one style defense because of you, Mr. Single Player, I think that's absurd, Tony. I don't think he had any reason believing that. Shame on Mr. Snyder
thing,
for
though.
Promising
you
that.
Know,
he should have known better.
Business is business, true indeed. But when you've got something like that that's going on, what are we as men without our word?
Right.
Your word is your bond.
And
so many people take
that
so lightly. So I kind of see where he's coming from. They did pay him a lot of money to play. So they you know, they're treating him basically like the asset that he is. But I guess when you're paid $100 million, you know.
I think he should have known better.
You are an asset and not really a person. It's a shame, but that's what it is. We will be back in 2 minutes. Our numbers here to join us are 253-584-1480. We are The Sideline.
Hey, it's Pete from The Sideline. You know I have no problem giving my opinion, so here's another opinion just for you. The Sideline can make your next wedding, school dance, or any event more memorable. Call us up for info on our mobile DJ service and see what we can do for you. 253-292-7233. That's 253-292-7233. Or check us out online at www.onthesl.com. Bring The Sideline to you. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Man, not a whole lot. Trying to put together this stuff my girl bought, but I don't have the time or the patience.
Why don't you just call Northwest Services?
Who?
Northwest Services, the professional assembly guys, commercial or residential. They come out and assemble everything, whether it's lawn and garden equipment like mowers, carts, wheelbarrows, patio, home, or office furniture.
What's their number?
503-266-5833.
Man, thanks a lot. I'm going to call them right now.
In body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Songer.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit cards.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
As the music ushers in our fourth and final segment, you're back with The Sideline on 1180 AM KLAY.
We're so glad to be here.
253-584-1480. Please repeat that again because I just can't hear it enough.
So glad to be here. 253-804-5765.
Tell it like it is.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. I'm electrified, people. I'm feeling it.
What are we doing after we get done here, T?
What are we doing when we get out and get done here? Yeah. You want to know what we're doing?
What are we going to do?
Okay. This is it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. We are going to leave the station.
Yep.
Okay. We are going to rush down, or not rush. We're going to go as fast as traffic and the laws allow us to go, because we are good Samaritans and we are good citizens.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to make our way down to one of our favorite places, which would be the Loose Wheel, who happen to be a sponsor of a segment that we have coming up, which is the scoreboard.
You know, we should also get your headlight and then go check out that Race for the Cure.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At their Lang Stadium, the Race for the Cure, the Komen Race for the Cure for...
Susan G. Komen.
Yes, let's do that.
Yes, Race for the Cure. And with that, check it out, folks. It is time for your scoreboard. And your scoreboard is brought to you by the Loose Wheel. It's a sports lover's dream. The NBA Finals, the LA Los Angeles Lakers against the Boston Celtics, the Flyers and the Blackhawks in the Stanley Cup Finals. The World Cup is starting on the 11th. You can catch all the games as well as the Mariners, the Sounders games, and the big motorsports on 20 HD TVs and premier sports atmosphere in the Northwest. The most premier. The breakfast, the Loose Wheel, will be having special hours for the World Cup, and they'll be open on weekends, on the weekends for breakfast. They have a great menu, great staff, and even better drinks. 50 pool tabs. They have the most pool tabs of any establishment out here in Pierce County. It's amazing. So why go anywhere else?
I agree.
That's what I was thinking. So I'll tell you exactly where you need to get there. The address is 6108 6th Avenue in Tacoma. Info on becoming a Pit Pass member is at www.theloosewheel.com. Log on today.
Do the scoreboard?
Scoreboard.
All right. Start off with the Rainiers. Tacoma wraps up a road trip tonight in Sacramento, California. They're home tomorrow night to face the Las Vegas 51s. Currently, they're 27-25, trailing Salt Lake City Bees by a half a game. And if you can't make it out to Cheney Stadium tonight, the game will be televised on Comcast Sportsnet. Check your listings for the channel.
Woo-hoo.
How about the Mims, huh? Hard to talk about the Mariners without the retirement of Junior, but the M's gained a game and a half in the standings. At 22-31, still a little low, they trail Texas and Oakland now by 6 games. They open a 3-game series tonight with the Angels, minus Kendry Morales, to wrap up the current homestand. And interleague play starts next week, so I'm looking forward to that. The Tacoma Tide, the Hoopsters, snapped that nasty losing streak, topping Central Oregon Hotshots 104-99. The current streak was over at 10, and they're at home tomorrow against the Oregon Waves at 7 o'clock. 4 home games left. That's it. So get out to the Tide. Support them. Curtis High School. On the soccer side, the Tide start a 3-game Canadian road trip tomorrow night against the Abbotsford Mariners. Hopefully they can build on that current 2-game winning streak that has them at 2-2-0. More available info available at TacomaTideSports.com. Tony's favorite team, the Seattle Sounders.
Woo-hoo!
3-5-3. 17 points behind L.A., the Galaxy, in the standings. They are currently in 7th place still. Their next game is 7:30 tomorrow against New England at the Xbox Pitch. Tacoma Cobras shut out the Tacoma Invaders 60-0 last Saturday. They have now outscored opponents. You ready for this?
Yes.
170-15 in 3 games. Snohomish County must have found that out because they forfeited this Saturday's preseason wrap-up. The Cobras' next action will be June 12th in Portland against the Thunderbolts to kick off the regular season. Listen to the Cobra Nation radio show right here on KLAY Mondays, 6:30 to 7:30, live from the Lakewood Ram Restaurant and Brewery. One last piece of information.
Wait. How embarrassing is that? I'm a professional football team. Man, I'm so scared to play these guys. Let's just forfeit the game.
Maybe they could borrow some of the Invaders and the Bengals and the Terminators. Change their name.
Ultimate team of misfits.
Pierce County Powder Puffs. All right. Speaking of...
Powder Puffs?
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. There you go. The Seattle Mist. True fantasy football gets underway Sunday, June 13th for the Lingerie Football League's Seattle Mist, holding open tryouts from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. at the Wilson Playfields. More information, go to their website at lflus.com. Go to our website at onthesl.com. And let's get out there for the Mist. I know we're going to.
We will be there. We will be there for the tryouts. And we also have all access granted to...
Well, probably not to the locker rooms.
Well, okay. Almost all access granted to what? Da-da-da-da. Hit them with it.
Oh, show air for the Mist, man. We're going to be there. We're going to be everywhere. I think. What's that? Oh, yeah. The mini camps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forgot about that. That's actually going to be, you know, that's actually going to be the tryouts are open to whoever.
Mm-hmm.
The mini camps are closed.
Yes.
We're going to be at the mini camps.
We will be.
We're going to see this.
So we will be your exclusive source of information.
Yes.
For your Seattle Miss mini camps.
And hopefully we'll have one of the assistant coaches on next Friday before before the mini camps. And good, Tony, that's going to do it for the scoreboard.
That's going to do it for the scoreboard. Wrapping it up. Remember, the scoreboard is brought to you by The Loose Will. And that's wrapping up another fantastic show of the Sideline Sports Call-In Show. Folks, remember, right up next is Cairo 7 News. We are out for the week. Join us again next week. Make sure you check out our website for information on our golf tournament. That's right. We're having a golf tournament. We're out of here. Our information is on the SL.com.